What's up, everybody? It's your boy Azul, back from liberating the Mayan people. We got a really good one for you today. We technically have our first guest. This man is basically the start of mine and Teddy's careers as musicians. He's the one that inspired us to, or got us into heavy music. He's definitely a huge part of my life. Since before that, I used to listen to only hip hop, which we get into in the pod. Metal was a lot more of a transition for me. And this man made it make sense to me and also made me fall in love with the genre, or even playing guitar, because that was also a huge part of our discussions. And on this one, we started with a different intention. I wanted to steer away from filthy stories. Thankfully, only the beginning of this is a little raunchy. The rest of it, we basically only talk about music and how we got started, how we got into the genre, how we got into playing music, how we got into specific bands, and how we feel about playing music. And we shared just more backstories about growing up, hanging around Tucson, wild stories that just happen in parking lots. So welcome our first guest, Miguel Giron, aka Fez, aka Miki, aka Mr. Potato Fez, aka Teddy's brother.
Quiet out there, boys. Shut up and pay attention. Quiet. Shut up. Quiet. Silence. Shut up. Quiet. 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 The Storm Podcast.
I'm gonna try and be as sensitive as you.
Will you do it already?
Like, all right, ready?
When we're playing games, you already keep a really good distance from your hand. From your mic?
Well, I have my mic fucking hanging right here.
Is it above better?
I mean, for mine it is.
Because we can do that.
For mine it is.
We should,
behind my fucking, my screens and shit, my monitors.
Do you have it coming from behind you or, like, in front of you?
From behind my monitors in front of me.
Oh, so, from behind your monitors in front of you.
Yeah, and it just fucking dangles over and it's out of the fucking way.
You don't have, like, a mic just, like, in the way of the screen?
No, it's just fucking up and above. And then when I'm playing, I don't see it. Like, it's not in front of my screen. Because before I used to have a little...
You have it that far away from your mouth?
Well,
it's like above your head?
Dude, I like balance the shit out of that game.
God damn. It sounds pretty good.
You should talk closer to the mic.
God damn it.
Yeah, because your waves are so small.
My waves.
And I think the reason why Teddy's waves were so small the last time was because of that.
My wavos.
your wavos, exactly.
Dude, I don't want to fucking make out with this mic, dude. What the fuck?
You have to. I'm sorry.
It's melting my fucking soul patch, dude.
I'm sorry.
You could smell Marshall's breath from last pod.
I didn't use that one, did I?
Yeah.
That dude, shit was so funny. So, what I was telling Abdul right now when he laughed, when he said that it should have been recording, because you guys title all the podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was telling him I'm going to be telling a bunch of shit stories, so you can call it Quiet This Shit Storm.
For this really one.
Yeah, for this one, dude.
This one.
See, it wasn't ever, the shit I wish storm. I would have fucking waited, man.
God, you do have a lot of shitstorm stories, don't you?
Yeah, he was not impressed at all. Dude. I thought it was really good.
I like it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's fuck you, Marshall.
I laugh super hard, though. There's a difference.
I thought it was clever. But tell us you your shitstorm stories.
I mean, it's like saying it's not funny.
Well, because
Well, let me begin.
Wait. Nah, which one do you want to start with?
I don't know, dude. There's so fucking many, though.
Just from trucking, because you have to, like, you used to call them desperate innovations when you would come up with, like, a new trick to, like, poo.
Dude, it was fucking wild. So, like, there's several times where I've shit in bags a bunch. I've shit in fucking a lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I've heard that story, but you haven't gone in depth on that one. You should start with that one.
Tell us about this lunchbox. Oh,
man.
Yeah.
So anyways, so normally when I would fucking take off from, like, here from Tucson, I'd pick up, like, produce and shit in Nogales. And every time I would pick up produce, it was either, like, it was somewhere in the East Coast. It was, like, Philadelphia, New York, fucking Boston, like, just fucking far. Like, it'd take me 3 days to get there. But since I did it so fucking often, like, I knew, like, how far I could get, like, on my time. And I had, like, preset stops, like, along the road that I were kind of just, like, my general stops, because I knew that there would always be, like, parking there. Because I would leave here pretty late, and it'd be, like, 3 in the morning. And usually, like, at 3 in the morning, everybody's fucking parked and asleep. But this one particular truck stop I used to take from Nogales, I used to take fucking I-10 or I-19 to I-10 and then to I-20. And once I made it to I-20, there's a fucking picnic area, like, maybe 30 miles outside of Pecos, Texas. And I used to love fucking stopping there because there's no bathrooms. Cause so, and if there's no bathrooms, a lot of people won't fucking stop. So there's always fucking parking up. At, but normally, dude, like, you know, there's nobody there. It was maybe like three other fucking trucks, and then I'd pull up, and there's like 20 other spots open because there's no bathroom, there's no services, there's no nothing. Mm. So this morning, dude, I had just fucking bought like a brand new little lunchbox. Damn. And it was like to keep like drinks and shit, you know, because I didn't want to like keep fucking pulling over to like grab drinks out of my fridge. So I just put them up front and it'd be right next to me. Just fucking crack open a soda or whatever, a Gatorade. And so I stopped at that thing at that fucking rest area. And I woke up and it was like 11 in the morning. And I woke up with my fucking stomach, dude, just fucking doing flips. Oh, dude, it hurt so fucking bad, dude. I fucking wake up and I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, man, my fucking stomach's killing me. And I was like, well, you know, there's fucking nobody ever here. Like, I'll just fucking go outside and shit. And for some reason, dude, that day, everybody and their fucking kids was out there. Like, every fucking spot was full. There was, like, people walking their dogs. There was, like, fucking little kids playing and shit. I was like, the fuck is going on? So I'm thinking, I'm like, ah, fuck. Fuck. I was like, fuck, man, I don't know what the fuck to do. So, like, I just and I see my little lunchbox. I was like, fuck it. It is what it is. So, like, dumped out all the fucking drinks. And I put it, I put the drinks on the bed. I fucking took the lunchbox and just set it in between, like, the two front seats because there's, like, a curtain that blocks, like, the fucking windshield. So, like, I set it between the two front seats.
Like a portable porta-potty.
Yeah, dude. Basically, so, like, I just fucking closed the front windshield curtain, put it between the front seats, and I grabbed, like, an old soda cup that I had so I could piss in it. Cause I'm not going to, like,
from the front.
Yeah, because I'm not going to try and, like, tuck my dick and aim for a lunchbox, right? So I fucking use the armrest of the fucking truck thing and of the seats and I just fucking like squat over, hold the cup, and I just fucking start going, right? And it wasn't like a nice shit. Like if you fucking wake up because you need a shit, it's not going to be a fucking nice shit. It's fucking crazy because like after I was done, because it was fucking, it was terrible. It was, oh dude, it looked like somebody fucking got shot. It was just fucking splattered into like one corner of the fucking lunchbox, right? It was fucking,
it was
horrible,
scared, dude. It was trying to run away.
Dude. Luckily, like, I didn't miss. Like, if I would have missed, that would have been fucking horrific.
Nice.
But
the curtain's just covered in shit.
He's like, just fucking kick out a little bit. But no, so, like, I fucking, you know, take this solid ass, well, not solid, it's the opposite of solid, but I take this violent fucking shit into my little lunchbox, and I fucking close it up because I don't want this fucking smell lingering, right? And luckily, I'm, like, parked on one of, like, the edge parking spots,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, kind of nobody there. And there's, like, this little hill, like, right next to my fucking truck. And I look, you know, I look around real quick, and I just, like, fucking, just fucking chuck that bitch out the fucking window. And it lands on that little hill, and like, kind of, like, a little dip in between, like, the curb and, like, where the hill starts. And, you know, I fucking, it's been 10 minutes. I'm just fucking chilling, doing my paperwork, getting ready to fucking leave. And this dude rolls up, and he's fucking walking like his little dog. And he sees the fucking brand new lunchbox just fucking chilling there. And he kind of just, like, looks right real quick, kind of looks left, and just fucking walks over, picks it up, dude. And he's, like, he's trying brave. To hold his dog. So, like, because his dog was, like, fucking on a leash, and it kept trying to pull away. So he, like, picks up his dog, and he's got it like this, like, in his fucking, tucked into his shoulder. Ew. And he's got the lunchbox on top of his dog, dude.
Oh, God.
And so, like, it's really close to his face. It's like,
bro, I'm sure that dog knew what exactly was in there, but he couldn't voice it to the owner because it's like, I don't speak dog, so I can't tell you that there's, yeah.
Dude, it's like 3 inches from his face. So he, like, fucking opens it and immediately dude just like fucking shoves it like the little dog fucking falls on the floor, the lunchbox goes, dude, and he's just like looking around like pissed off, like it ruined his fucking day, dude. He's just looking around
what
like,
did you think was gonna be in there, food?
I don't money? Know dude, I don't know,
it was
maybe.
Opposite of
well
food.
Maybe money, dude, like
digested food,
you never know, but fuck, dude,
dirty money.
Oh, it's so gross.
But it's a dirty shirt.
Dude, it fucking hit him right in the fucking face.
Oh my God, dude. Have you ever
That had... was quite literally the punchline, you're right. Dude. It smacked him.
Have you ever had the issue where you're asleep and you think you're having in the bathroom, like at the toilet?
Yes. Oh, dude, that's happened like 2 weeks
I
ago.
Hate that illusion.
I pissed myself in bed because I thought I was at the toilet and then I wake up and I'm like, no, I'm not there.
That shit's so real, it's crazy.
Dude, it happened to me like 2 weeks ago. I don't know why I didn't tell you guys, but I fucking, like, I was asleep and I was like, oh shit, I need to piss. And then I was, like, in the toilet in my fucking dream. And then all of a sudden, I just feel like, oh, and I just fucking woke up. Luckily, dude, I was wearing, like,
it feels warmer than it usually does at a toilet.
Pants. I was wearing pajama pants, so, like, it soaked into my fucking pajama pants. Normally, I just fucking sleep in my boxers. So, if not, I would have just fucking pissed all over my bed, but
the one time you had a diaper on.
Yeah, basically, dude, it fucking worked out.
Dude, I'm scared of twos. Like, I'm scared I'm going to just be comfortably thinking I'm sitting just...
I don't think I've ever had a dream where I was doing number two on the toilet.
But number one, yeah?
Number one, yes.
Oh, no.
Have you pissed?
Yes, that, I think that's the most often one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was a kid, that happened a handful of times. And it happened a couple times when I was, like, an adult. But it was mainly when I was drunk. Or, like, when I went to sleep drunk. Because, you know, you drink up all that fluid, and then, like, you go to sleep, and yeah. you still have that fluid.
I didn't even have that excuse, dude. I don't know what the fuck happened to me that night.
It just fucking it's happened. Just a vivid dream.
Yeah, it just fucking happened, dude.
Dude, I don't even
yeah,
have...
Yeah, you just got bamboozled. You're just like, oh, man!
The shitty thing Damn is it. I don't even have dreams that often. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, the only time you have a dream, it's your mind fucking with you. It's like, ah, you think you're in the toilet, but you're not. You're in bed. Change your sheets.
The opposite of
I know I said dream. I was going to tell fucking shit stories, but I got some pretty funny hooker stories if you guys were here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, like,
let's go. You had me at the low.
Like, people asking us...
Well, it was just because fucking truck stop hookers, dude, they're fucking nasty. Like,
the truck stop lifestyle is just crazy in general because you see a lot of shit, no?
Yeah, you see a lot of shit out there. Like, fucking, but the truck stop hookers, dude, is fucking gross. I got a couple of them.
Theo Von calls them lot lizards.
Yeah, that's been a thing for fucking lizards since the 60s.
You lint licker.
Well, the lot lizard's been a thing since like the 60s. That's
oh,
always,
my God. I just heard it recently.
Yeah, dude, that's like a fucking thing that truckers have always called them, dude.
I've only heard that
but,
like, once.
No, they if you ever go to like a fucking truck stop, dude, and like look at like some of the shit that they sell, sometimes they sell stickers and it's like a fucking lizard that's got like makeup on it and smoking a cigarette, and it says no lot lizards on it. You can put that shit on your fucking truck
if you don't want them.
Yeah,
to,
well, I mean, they don't give a
to
fuck.
Board your truck.
But so no, dude, there was one time I was in Albuquerque. I was on Interstate 48 at a truck stop. I think it was a Flying J or a Pilot. Anyways. I was like fucking parked, and it had been raining that day, and I pulled in. I was gonna get ready to go to sleep for the night, and I'm sitting there doing like my, you know, end of trip paperwork and shit, and I see this lady like fucking come out of a truck, right? And she's fucking busted, dude. She's like the most busted lady you've ever seen. She's wearing like a white t-shirt or like a black skirt and like some fucking heels or whatever, and you can tell, like, you know, she got out of that truck, you can tell she's a hooker. She fucking walks out and like kind of just like looks around real quick, walks up to like a puddle and just fucking opens her legs and squats over it and just starts using the fucking puddle water to like clean
the
shit out.
Dude, what the fuck?
She, like,
that's
she goes,
so
she, like,
gross.
Scoops, she like scoops it and like fucking rubs, right?
Does and she know that like most truck stops have bathrooms where you can just clean yourself, right?
Dude, she didn't feel like going. I don't know what the fuck she was doing.
That's just a whole level, new level of laziness.
So she like fucking
just
cleans
spit
up.
On
she's
it,
on her grind.
Well, dude,
spit shine that shit. It's better.
She fucking cleans it out, right? Goes up to a truck and like knocks, and like the dude fucking opens the window, kind of looks around, and just fucking lets her in, dude. Like,
Oh man, she's making her rounds. She's working.
He's getting that puzzle.
She's working,
pussy.
Dude. He's getting that diesel pussy. Like, it was something
puddle
else, dude.
Pussy.
Oh my God.
Smelled like fucking diesel and oil.
Oh no.
But why?
That's so gross.
That was disgusting. And then there was another time.
I bet you if that trucker saw her cleaning her pussy with that puddle, he would have been like, "Yeah, you didn't come in here. Go to the fucking bathroom."
Maybe he it down with his water bottle.
Maybe he did see it. Maybe he did see it. Who knows? Like, some guys don't give a flying fuck, dude.
I mean, if they're using a condom, I would imagine so. But the smell, though.
Yeah.
What the hell? The condom doesn't protect everything.
It's 99.9% or something like that.
People could tell themselves that.
Unless it rips.
Come back with swamp dick.
It's not even swamp dick. It's puzzle, putty. I can't talk. Stroke.
But, well, another story. Puss. At that same fucking truck stop, years before, I had just started with the fucking company. I had my co-driver from Texas. Fuck, let's cut all the shit.
It's easy to cut. It's fine. Just keep going.
Well, it's still, man. It is what it is. Anyway,
it's easy to fucking edit.
I just started the story over. Like,
he lives in Texas.
Oh, that's why you said
his
that.
His address is.
Like, his phone number's 999. Your nalgas are mine.
Homie's got a family. So, in case this shit
I thought you were
going to
say homie's got a fat dick.
Dude, actually, he does.
That's where your hoto mine's at.
Dude, actually,
oh,
he does.
Oh, no.
He fucking does, dude. He, like,
how do you know?
Because he showed me a video of him. I was like, holy shit, man. I was like, the fuck you got going on down there? He's like, what? He's like, I was like, you're fucking Schmeet, dude. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you know, I used to think it was small.
Call him Vlad the Impaler.
And I was like, what do you think it was small? And he goes, because he's like, I only ever measured it when it was flaccid.
Well, that's what you're not supposed
he's
to
like,
do.
He's like, I always thought I was 6 inches long. I was like, fuck you, dude.
That's soft.
That's...
Yeah, dude, he's got like a 9-incher, dude, like 9-10 inches solid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking
packing. That's a weapon.
But anyways,
it's a bat.
Packing Pete, that's what we'll call him.
Okay. Fucking, all right.
Me and him had just fucking started like driving together. We went to like the same driving school and shit. And, you know, he was like super cool. So like we asked each other if we wanted to be like co-drivers and shit. So we just started driving together. We stopped at that same fucking truck stop in Albuquerque. And it was like, I don't know, like 6 a.m. And I was in the back sleeping. And we were going to like trade off. I was going to take over driving. He was going to go back to sleep. And he's in the front just fucking doing his paperwork, listening to music and shit. And I hear like this lady roll up. And she's like, because we were young. So like at the time, I think we were 22. So we looked pretty fucking young.
You guys were both 22?
Yeah, we were both 22. So like we were both pretty young looking. And he's up at the front, and this lady comes up, and she's like, "You here with your dad? You riding with your dad?" Fuck. And he's like, "No." He's like, "I'm the driver." And she's like, "Oh, y'all want to buy some pussy?" Like straight up, dude, no fucking filter.
Want some pussy and crack?
And he goes, "Nah, I'm good." She's like, "I'm telling you, it's real good." She's like, "It's fucking clean." She's like, "It's tight." Like just fucking.
I just cleaned it in the puddle back there.
I'm running a deal, a 2-for-1 special.
Dude, no, dude, she's like trying to sell herself, right? And homie's like, "Nah, we're good." She's like, "We're good." She's like, "My co-driver's asleep." You know, she's like, "I don't want to do anything like this." She's like, "Are you sure?" She's like, "Maybe he'll want to." She's like, "Maybe wake him up and ask him or whatever." And at this point, dude, like I was getting kind of pissed off because like this lady's not fucking leaving. So like from the back, I'm like, "Son, the fuck I tell you about talking to these goddamn fucking hookers?" And then she just looks at him and she's like, "I thought you was the driver, bitch." And he walks away.
Jesus.
Dude, and he just starts fucking dying laughing. He's like, "That's a good fucking way of working it." He's like, "If we ever get harassed again, that's what I'll do too."
Nice. That's really good.
That
yeah.
is really good.
Let's pretend.
I could just imagine her like her selling herself like so hard. She like slaps her pelvis and she's like, "You can pack 2 cocks in here."
What if she was like, "What about you, Dad? You want some?"
I sounded aggressive, dude. I yelled fucking hard. Like I fucking toned it down. So I didn't,
said it with your chest.
Yeah, I didn't want to clip anything, but fuck.
Use some of that real rage you were feeling.
Yeah, dude, she was pissing me off. Like I was just chilling, man. I was just fucking trying to wake up. I, you know, it's fucking in my underwear, so I'm not gonna come out the front and like fucking be in my underwear. This fucking hooker just chilling.
It would have been great if he just drove off.
Say anything to her.
Holds on like an action hero. You sure you don't want some?
Oh my god!
It's like Tom Cruise. That fucking
plane. Mission Impossible. Fucking. I'm trying to sell this. I need to make a quota.
10 in the front, 20 in the back.
All right, let me make you a deal. You buy one, nah, get one, dude, free. coupons, I take coupons.
Dude, the amount of shit that you Zelle. See out there, there wasn't Zelle back then. Dude, it was like fucking 08.
Oh, there was no, nothing it was, back
actually,
there.
It was,
huh?
It was actually a lot later than
was
that.
Was PayPal around 08?
Because I was engaged maybe? At the time, and I had left to fucking go pay for my wedding. So it was maybe like 2010, 2011.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Is that long ago? That's
crazy, there wasn't dude. Shit back then. Like, I fucking.
Time flies when you're having shit.
I remember playing Dark Souls at your wedding. You remember that? I brought my 360 and we were playing Dark Souls.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking well.
A 360? Damn.
And then fucking Vince got me a wedding gift. It was a Modern Warfare 2 Xbox Limited Edition.
Oh my god, I remember that.
The Modern Warfare 2 fucking 360.
We were on that boy for a
way
second.
Way to put a stamp on our gen. Generation.
All those shooters that were.
Well, I mean, I'm significantly older than you, dude. Like,
yeah, I know.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28, yeah.
That's significant.
I mean, that's 7 years, dude.
Yeah.
I'm 35.
Yeah, it's like, pretty significant.
That's pretty old.
Yeah, like I was.
Isn't as significant because you're actually the same.
I always think we're the same.
You're actually the same age as my sister.
I forget we're not because you were out of high school when we met. I was the one that I was like what sophomore
and
you
kept
were already
outside
of high school. Yeah, but you. It was like fucking great because you kind of like mom was actually super grateful back then because she even talked to me about it. She was like, "I think it's a good thing that you're like going out." That's why she never like talked to you and she was like, "Don't do this, don't do that." And like, she's like, "Fuck it. If he's like getting drunk, at least he's leaving the house."
Yeah, well, we were like, because I was like, those moms fucking super cool. She doesn't say shit. We had like girls over. We fucking would get drunk. Dude, all the time we'd fucking get drunk. We'd pick fucking fights with homeless people. We did all kinds of shit, dude.
Dude. Don't say it like that. They pick fights with us.
Yeah, well, yes.
I can believe that, but I can also believe you picking fights as a drunk Austin. Drunk being.
Well, that one time, dude, that when we were leaving your house and that homeless dude was wearing like pink boots and like booty shorts.
Oh, that was on me.
He was ready to throw down in that?
I just think his outfit clashed. I didn't agree with
him. And Did you tell him?
He didn't agree with me.
I was like, look at that motherfucker. And Abdul rolls down the window, just fucking flips him off and rolls it back up. Dude, he didn't even have to roll it down. I didn't have fucking
It's the gesture.
The gesture says it all.
No, we fucking drove up. This show's fucking hilarious.
But that fucking little green truck, we ran that shit all over fucking town. And you, like, it was like your little work tool, too, because we were, like, cleaning your uncle's car washes and stuff.
Yeah, and then so I got the red truck afterwards.
Yeah, and then that's when you, like, upgraded to the Red Boy.
Red Boy.
And when we fucking drove that bad boy through Gates Pass. Do you remember the fucking rule you, like, came up with? It terrified me.
What's the rule?
You said that anytime we drove through Gates Pass, we had to listen to Pantera or we'd crash. And I was like, why would you say that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude, we'd always...
Because we'd always listen to Pantera anytime
floods,
we're...
right? We would listen to Floods.
And yeah, because it'd be raining, you'd put on Floods, and we'd be in Gates Pass, just fucking droplets, yeah. And like,
I think I got to die. I think I got the idea from the part where Phil's like, die.
My God.
It's more like you die listening to Pantera if we didn't.
I'm telling you, like, I have fucking, like, hearing loss at 35. Like, the people at work, because I get medically checked every fucking year. And I think it's because it wasn't just, like, listening to Pantera. It was, like, couldn't hear anything else. We couldn't hear anything else.
Crank it, yeah.
Yeah, I had a pretty nice system, my little red truck, and that was fucking crank it up.
That was fucking great. Some of my best memories and what made me fall in love with not just music but metal in general, because like playing music and stuff, playing like the band that we were in, it was great and it got me interested in like learning instruments, but like falling in love with the genre and like and even just caring where it goes from there and like where it goes now, it was like those fucking times where we would listen to Pantera or Chimera or fucking Machine Head. When we found Machine Head fucking Zia.
Yeah,
because we would go to Zia all the fucking time just to browse albums and stuff or look for new DVDs, remember? Or like not just like the because we would look for the documentaries for all the bands because they would drop all the fucking time.
And I had like all the fucking Lamb of God ones. We got the
all the Pantera ones.
It was super big back then. I think my dad has this Godsmack one that he's fucking obsessed with.
Dude, they're dope. They're so
they are
good.
Really cool.
And that's why I want
the Chimera one was the fucking.
He also has an AC/DC one.
Dude, they're part of.
I have all the AC/DC.
You have the AC/DC, the
Family Jewels.
That one, and then he has the other one, the gray album with the big balls.
Dude, that's
Back in Black? Is that Back in Black?
No. That's I think
Hell's Bells.
No,
that's a song.
No, that Hell's Bells is on the Back in Black album.
Yeah,
but
dude, yeah, and that's
I don't know. He has like their live performance, and then one where it shows all their music videos.
I think that's Family Jewels. Yeah.
Is it Family Jewels? Yeah,
dude, and that's not really a thing anymore, and it's kind of a shame because YouTube makes it just easy for anybody to do. So like, literally any band could do what we're doing, like building a fucking just like how we're doing everything. Like they could have done the same thing. Too. Yeah. And I'm die for it. Like anytime any of them release anything like Architects or Bring Me the Horizon or even August did one like not that long ago.
Oh, I hope Sleep Token does one and I hope they keep their femininity. But I hope they keep that. They keep just, that though.
They do it like those anonymous interviews like the reason for the inspiration for this song.
Yeah, their voices are like disguised. They have blurred out stuff.
Like I
think it'd be super cool because they could still explain the music process, but they could still keep their.
I'd be great if they just did one video like that.
Yeah,
it's just like they're.
It'd be cool.
Like
when they're interviewing a drug lord and he doesn't want to expose his voice. Like,
the reason I got the idea for this chorus is because.
You see, when we're mixing in the kitchen,
You know what that voice reminds me of? You guys ever listen to the fucking radio and that dude that's talking about like testosterone? Hi, I'm Dr. Rikaki.
No.
He like fucking talks about like testosterone replacement therapy. And I was like, does this motherfucker dip it into his product? He fucking grew a third testicle. He fucking sounds like that now.
No, it's been a while. It's been a while since I haven't listened to the radio in
a fucking hot minute. But like going back to like the whole thing about like the genre and like Pantera and stuff. I don't know if I ever really told you like the reason why like I kind of really like got drawn into metal. Like, cause it was just always like, I don't know, man. Like, cause I always
assumed it was like being around like people like that, because you had like Danko and Abe, and then
fucking Andy and fucking Brody. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
But so now, it was partly them, but like, I mean, you're not just gonna like something because your friends like it, like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was drawn to it, dude, because like the first time I heard like 5 Minutes Alone, that was the first fucking Pantera song that I saw, and like that breakdown after the fucking solo, dude, like where like he fucking does like the dive bomb, and then it goes into like the dun. Dun dun dun, dun dun dun. It even fucking gave me goosebumps now. Like it was just so fucking intense. Like it felt like power, and I was like, fuck yeah. Cause like I've always kind of been like a smaller kind of dude. Like I've been short, and like I don't know. I don't know what it was. Maybe I was fucking insecure about my height and my size and shit, and that just fucking made me feel big. But it was fucking great, dude. It felt fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
And then just watching the strings like fucking go like all fucking loose when he does a dive bomb, it was like, oh, I didn't know what the fuck was going on, so that got me interested.
For me, it was like a progressive thing because you know I was listening mainly rap and stuff.
Yeah, because I was like that before too.
Yeah, and it was like a gradual thing for me because I didn't understand it at all. Like when I first listened to Pantera, I was like, damn, this just sounds like a bunch of noise. And and like it was a gradual thing. Like Disturbed actually like. Helped
distinguish that noise
slide for you. Slide me into it, yeah, because
they kind of made it more rhythmic. Well, but it was like the same, it wasn't the same style, but it was kind of, yeah.
Well, he sings, it's not as screamy as Pantera. Like, yeah. Pantera is like when it really started to get really fucking raspy and like screamy. Yeah.
I should have introduced you to Pantera with This Love.
Oh yeah, like some of them. But Cemetery Gates is what made me fall in love with them. Yeah, like Cemetery once Gates. I was like, oh shit, like this boy can sing,
sing. Yeah, dude. And every single one of their fucking albums is killer. There's, you know, there's obviously songs that's like better than the other, but every single one of their albums fucking hits.
Who do you think got me into the metal music?
Was it your dad?
No, it was my mom.
Your mama?
Yeah, she got me into System of a Down.
Oh,
she
got me into
Pantera. She got me into Pantera.
Yeah, she's a huge fucking fan of Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss.
She's got a whole Kiss shrine.
Yeah, she has
room.
Like a bunch of collectibles and stuff.
Did she ever meet Dime? I know you guys are from Texas.
No, I don't think she has. And then my uncle, he was also playing in bands and stuff like that. So he had like the whole like being in like the music scene and stuff has kind of been going through my family since him. I actually have one of his guitars.
Oh, nice.
It's got a Dark Jesus on it. It's green. I want to get the hardware redone on it so it can work properly.
That's pretty dope. My first exposure was Fez, like to music and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I didn't play an instrument. I had played the trumpet before that. And then
I play the trumpet too.
Yeah. And then I started playing the guitar because we were like jamming and shit, and
what
I wanted
a difference in instruments.
Yeah, I remember your mom like fucking. Your mom like scrounging for that fucking lion guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude, that was fucking crazy.
And my BC Rich beast.
Yeah, your beast. My fucking first real guitar was a fucking Warlock.
Oh yeah.
It was. Oh, you Warlock. Got a Ibanez.
The Warlock.
Was it Ibanez?
BC Rich.
It's like the fucking Warlock. Weird looking.
Oh, it's a spiky one?
Yeah, the spiky one, yeah. Yeah, with the red trim, right?
My beast
is
like...
mine was like the basic bitch one.
Oh, you didn't have the red trim?
My beast is like a version of that where it has like a fin.
Yeah. Yeah, the fucking
the
BC
one
Rich.
Over here?
Well, yeah, the beast looks different now because I modded the fuck out of it. Now I'm like, shit, it's a collectible. Fuck.
And then sold it. And then I regrettably sold it, dude. Cause that one was the first guitar that my mom got me. I think it was like 15. But dude, so like, you know, like fucking Mexican parents, like. So my mom, right? She fucking gets me this guitar, and I'm in the middle of doing something. She had asked me to like fucking clean something, or I don't remember what the fuck. But I was in the middle of doing something that she had asked me to do, and she gets home, and it's like around my birthday. I think it was my birthday itself, and I'm fucking cleaning, and she comes in, and she's like, "Son," she's like, "I need you to go get the stuff out of the fucking trunk." And she's like, "Well, I'm finishing up what you told me." She's like, "I didn't ask you if you were fucking done." She's like, "I'm asking you to go get the shit out of the trunk," in Spanish, of course, the mom's fucking yelling at me. And then I get pissed, And I fucking just toss the shit to the floor, like fucking stomp over there. And I fucking open the trunk and there's a guitar in there. And she's like, see, if you weren't such a little fucking crybaby.
Damn.
So like I apologized, obviously. But I remember I got fucking scolded on my birthday and I was all fucking bitchy about it. And I think I was like 14. And then I got a job at the swap meet a couple years later. And then my first guitar after that was
my first guitar was the Laguna guitar, and Abdul actually still has it.
Oh, because
he modded it into his black and gold one that he had in here in the podcast room. But since it gets a little humid in here, it kind of ruined the paint.
Oh yeah, I stopped closing the door because of that too.
Dude,
I
got a little worried about it. If you need me to fucking seal it and like seal it nicely, I can seal it for you.
What?
The guitar, so that way it doesn't fucking start bubbling or whatever with the humidity.
Oh.
You need a nice clear coat on that bitch if that's what's happening.
Yeah, I need it because it has like some details and stuff that I want to fix before I like
clear. Yeah, just fucking fix it up, dude, and take it over to my house. We'll fucking paint it in my garage.
Because I also want to finish the Cyberpunk.
The garage.
Oh, you never finished it?
No, I have everything for it too. Oh. Like literally, all I need to do is just like put everything together.
I need to clean my garage a little bit, and then if you want to, we can fucking try doing that at some point. But
in thongs, clean the garage or the guitar? I don't know.
The panty raid.
Either one in thongs.
Shit. I mean, it's gonna be hot as fuck in there, so maybe.
You can't trust your cheeks with a thong on.
I want to buy a fucking mini split and put it in my garage, and have Andres install it for me.
Why not?
Yeah, he's a fucking AC guy, right?
Yeah.
So I can close the fucking door and just fucking my garage door is insulated, dude.
Oh shit. Dude, yeah, you could have like a really nice shop and stuff.
Yeah, nice little shop, just fucking everything on wheels, so I can put it up and park my car in there.
Well, I love that. I wish, maybe I'll have you like make me one and I'll record the process because I really love that little fucking hammer you made, the wood hammer.
Oh, dude, if you I do want to start like making videos and like posting shit on TikTok and like YouTube and stuff to try and like kick my little business off.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I'll make you a fucking hammer.
Oh,
I just need somebody to film, dude, because like I don't know how to do any of that shit like properly.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, all my angles are all fucked up. My lighting's all fucked up. Like, I don't know how to do it.
Oh, hell let yeah, me brother. Help you, boy.
Hell yeah, brother.
I'm decent at that.
So,
I don't want to oversell it, but I'm okay. But
I got some lights, too. Like, I bought fucking, like.
Hell yeah. I have my DSLR, and you have, like, a nice phone, too. Because, like, part of the idea that I have for, like, some of the music videos that we're going to do for, like, the higher quality shots, I want to use the DSLR for some of the like well lit areas, but for some of the slow mo, since the camera doesn't shoot at higher frame rates than 30, our phones do, and Marshall's phone and mine are pretty good at shooting slow mo. So for some of the slow mo shots, I'm actually gonna end up using
and my phone phones. Shoots in 8K.
Oh. Damn. Yeah. See.
Yeah. So like, but like I said, I think it's only like in fucking like 30 minute increments. But, I mean, obviously, we can, like, fucking film a spot and then just get enough footage and then fucking cut it. And then once I get to the next step, you fucking bring it up again.
Yeah. Well, I record as much as I can and just use what's interesting.
Well, I mean,
like, I even record the process of making this room, like, this booth and everything.
Oh, nice. Well, I know that with the, I mean, we don't have to do it in fucking 8K. Like, who the fuck is going to watch it in 8K? But like,
well, I don't know if everybody's
fucking have
anything
a
that they're watching on is up to that
screen to fucking watch 8K.
I don't think we're completely converted to 8K.
That's great for like music videos and shit, like high quality shots that you really want, especially because if it's like something that's like 3 minutes long, you can invest that time.
And I just got a really nice green screen too.
Oh yeah, we have like a big one.
Yeah, shout out to my boss. Thank you.
Oh, he gave that shit to you or what?
Give me a hella good deal. Thank you.
Hell yeah. We were looking for one.
Because I've been wanting one for my streaming stuff on Twitch. But because I have one right there. Oh, shit. I have one right there, but it obviously it's.
Yeah, I need it. I need it for shots, too, because I was learning how to do the fake slow-mo shots, too.
Uh-huh.
And I need a green screen for it. So it's great that you have it.
A ver. Verde screen.
I just need to learn how to do it with people. It's kind of complicated.
Oh.
But it's doable.
Hell yeah. Have you guys ever been denied car insurance for any, like, bizarre reason?
No, I've been a professional driver my entire life, Marshall.
Oh, yeah, have you? I don't believe that. But anyways. So, recently I've been trying to get car insurance, and I was getting denied a bunch of times for car insurance. This is a sponsor. Sponsor us. No, I was getting denied car insurance. Dude, this is crazy. This is crazy. So, check it. I needed car insurance, and, you know, like, it's it's a no-brainer. You're going to get car insurance. They should, like, you know, insure you. But I guess Kia Souls have been having, like, a theft issue in Tucson, Arizona.
I don't know why. Yeah.
So, like, car insurance people have been denying me because the theft rate for a Kia Soul is really high.
But why?
I don't know.
That's not your why fucking Kias? Fault.
I know. I know it's not my fault. And I'm just like, dude, that's not my fucking fault. Like,
it's like somebody not giving you health insurance because fucking people are getting stabbed all over the place.
Oh,
like,
we can't give you health fault. Insurance because the rate of skin cancer in Arizona is high. Like, fuck you, bitch. It's not like you cover anything anyways. But I just thought it was so stupid. I was like, but don't you guys cover theft anyways? Like, you guys just don't want to pay for theft?
Because yeah, they're just tired of paying for fucking shitty Kias.
Yeah. Sorry, Miko. I mean, I just initially got it because
well, that's
it was,
what I keep saying. That's, why?
Yeah, I know. First off, why are you stealing a Kia Soul?
There's so many second nice off, cars out there.
Second off, like, there's so many. Yeah, exactly. There's so
I
many
bet there's, like,
cars.
A group of
there's
fucking.
All
like,
why don't you, that you
yeah,
say. Like,
yeah, why don't you steal all the nice fucking Corvettes around Tucson? Dude, I'm tired of seeing those cars and me bamboozling me.
I've cracked this case already, dude. It's a bunch of fucking Satanist car thieves just stealing souls.
Are they just trying? Are they just trying to find an under-the-radar type of car, and they think Kia Soul's the one? They're just like, you know what? I need something that's below the radar.
Nah,
Kia Soul.
Nah, dude,
like,
they're just
Kia
fucking
Soul is the new modern-day minivan. Let's get it.
They're gathering souls for Satan.
Souls for Satan? Yeah, you know, that I like that, actually. I'd give mine up, but
a
I need to
trade. A little four-cylinder soul.
I'd give mine up, but I need to trade. Give me, like, a Tesla or something. I just thought it was bizarre, dude, and, like, I couldn't get it for the longest time, and I was like, it's not my it's
who
not
gave
my
you
fault.
Who gave you insurance in the end?
It's this place called Gaines Co. It's, like, a sister company to States Farm.
Oh, weird.
And we're happily
yeah.
going to announce that we're sponsored by
And with that being said, we're sponsored by Gaines Co. The banner should pop up right here. No, I just thought it was so dumb, and I just wanted to know if anybody else has been denied that.
Oh, no. I guess. Well, no, I've never had that happen.
Because, like, there's obvious reasons, like, you just have a really bad driving record. Like, that's obvious. Yeah. And they could have just told me that, like, yeah, you suck at driving. And I would have been like, oh, okay, fair enough. I wouldn't want to insure me either. Like, yeah. But Kia Souls are getting, stolen? That's not my problem. That's just people's bad choice in cars. I got it because it was an ideal choice at the time. Do I still want it? I mean, I need it for work, but I would like something cooler. Like a Mitsubishi Lancer that I crashed a long time ago. I wish I could have that car back.
Get yourself, get yourself a little Honda, dude.
I saw that car.
A little Honda? No. No, you never saw my Lancer.
You had a little brown one. What was that?
Wait, like,
oh, it was black.
A little Lancer, dude? Were black? You, like, fucking it souping it up and shit or what?
It was kind of already souped up a little bit.
Was it turboed?
No, it didn't have any turbo.
It was weird that me and Teddy
had some modifications on it.
Me and Teddy for like a couple of years had the exact same car.
No, you remember? You knew me when I had the Lancer because it was over there when we were when we first had auditioned you to play bass or guitar.
Maybe I didn't know you guys.
Or maybe
cars.
yeah, because I didn't get the Kia Spectra. Then. I didn't get the Kia Spectra until after.
Oh, that
like after
that
all
black
that.
One was a Kia Spectra.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Honda, the gray Honda?
That you had, yeah.
That Teddy also had.
Yeah.
We both
you
had
You guys
the same
both
car.
Had the same Honda.
Dude, it was annoying because he parked next to me and I tried to get in his car all the fucking time.
Bamboozled.
Because he didn't even get a different
what
color.
If
he got the same silver.
What if he was watching at the door and he was just like, pranked?
He just did it.
He did it for a long-term prank. He's just like, I just want to fuck with Abdul for the rest of his life. Or for at least the rest that I have this car.
Dude, and we both ended up, like, they both ended up dying. We both got screwed.
That's crazy that both those cars.
I do fucking remember that. Because anytime I would step out, I'd always try to get in his car. I'd be so pissed. I'm like, God fucking.
Man, you just had a long line of car issues. Because you had that car had issues. And then the car you have now has a lot of issues. Yeah, and then I think the car before you had that, which was the Celica, right?
Yeah,
you said that had issues too.
Every single fucking car I've had has had
was
issues.
Wasn't it always an AC issue? I think is what you would always say, or something like that.
No,
right?
That wouldn't make it like die. None of them had AC. They all had that
yeah,
issue.
That's what it was. None of them had AC, and you were living in Arizona that whole time.
Still to this day, my car doesn't have AC. And the thing is that I fucking
yeah, fuck that, dude.
Yeah,
my little green truck didn't have AC, and I was young. I was like, fuck, it's my first truck.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I've tried to get mine currently fixed like three times.
Dude,
three
Jose,
times
Jose
they try
has
to
a
scam
fucking
me out
thing.
Of it.
Has a fucking thing to like flush the whole system if you need.
Antifreeze?
You have to find the leak. You just don't know where the leak is.
Well, he has like the whole pressurized, like to pressurize
it
and
everything. He has to put the ink, he has to lift it. Does he have a way to lift the car?
I mean, we have hands.
I don't want to do it, dude.
All right, Superman, Spider-Man, calm down.
Part of the issue is that my car is also just deteriorating drastically, and I don't want to keep investing into it.
I just lifted my giant penis.
Because, like, part of the also...
How much does that weigh? Is it dense?
I mean, it's heavy enough.
Heavy enough? That's not heavy at all?
What, it got stuck in a Pringles can? It'll like your hand would.
I mean, it'll touch the edges. Will it
fit all the way to the bottom of a Pringles
it'll
can?
It'll touch the edges.
Let's find out.
All right, yeah.
I didn't say both of them
at
the same
time. I have this Pringles can right here.
I didn't say both of them at the same time. I said it would touch.
Coincidentally.
If you wiggle it in there.
Yeah, just fucking yank it around a little bit.
Get stuck.
Yeah, I've been with some girls.
That's what you
like
call
that.
A homemade pocket pussy.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Damn.
Drastic difference, and it made me feel small for once, and I was like, oh, like I can understand how some guys feel now.
Jesus,
because the problem,
like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, you could think of a better analogy than the one from middle school everybody used.
Yeah, motherfucker.
What do you mean everybody used that in middle school?
Yeah, I've heard that since middle school.
Oh. Well, you're also older than me, too.
You didn't hear that? Where did you get that? Last week?
No. I've used it for a while.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's a pretty accurate representation of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's accurate. That's why people keep using it.
You fucking Theo Von it up, though. Fucking say something, like, twist it. Put some Southern twang into that bitch.
Some Texas twang? Like throwing a needle down through a whale.
Oh, I like that. There you go.
I'm gonna make it more.
Dude, we can get him to do different fucking just scenarios and jokes if he just thinks of different.
Here, ready. I got comedians. One. I got one. I'll do my Theo Von impression. Ready? Yeah, man. I was up in Texas and I was getting it with this one homeless chick up in Texas, and we fucked in this wash, and goddamn, that shit stank dirtier than the washes up in.
You're
Wattis.
Theo. He never says anything sexual.
No, I know.
He's so mild.
Theo Von would be more like, he's like, I knew this one kid down in fucking Louisiana, man. He had a fucking drinking problem. Anyway, he was fucking talking about fucking hanging out with this girl, right? And he said he got to doing the deed, did some coitus with her and shit.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
He's like,
I like that better. So, damn, is Theo Von on this pod right now?
Shit.
Is that Theo Von?
How's there two of them?
Is that Tata Von?
Tata Von.
wait. I want to talk about Snapchat.
How
fucking the complexities of learning apps they never used before.
Well, maybe in the future we'll talk about Snapchat. Like, maybe give it like 3 months. But
because
5 years later,
fucking, a lot of shit.
A lot of shit
happened in that fucking parking lot, and I don't even know
Albertsons?
If kids do that anymore. Like, are you even allowed to loiter like that?
We weren't allowed back then, dude.
But they never told us shit.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck. But
like, we were there every fucking like most nights.
Dude, we were broke, man. So like, we didn't
Is
have
this the Albertsons story.
Yeah, we used to.
Well, we have a lot of Albertsons.
Yeah, we went to Albertsons a lot.
Yeah. Oh man. All right.
And I don't even know why Albertsons. I think it's just because their parking lot was nice.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to fucking say
about
a store.
I always thought Safeway had a really
part
nice
of it
parking
was
lot,
the
too.
The shit kept reoccurring, so we were like, let's go back to Albertsons.
Like, we had a dude fucking ask us if we knew where the hookers were at.
Oh.
Like, me and Abdul just said, because we were in my truck, dude. We just fucking sit in the parking lot. We'd go inside and we'd buy, like, some fucking sodas or, like, Powerades or Monsters, whatever the fuck we had money for. Some cigarettes, and then we just
a
go
lot
outside.
Of Monsters, yeah.
We'd go outside and just fucking smoke cigarettes all the fucking time. We'd just be sitting there in the fucking back. And this dude rolled up in a fucking minivan. He's like, hey.
That's creepy.
We're like, what's up? And it was like 1 a.m. Dude. Like, it wasn't even early.
That's extra creepy.
And he's like.
He was desperate.
He's like, where the hookers at? And we're,
with
and
the voice crack and everything?
Dude, he fucking.
Where's
like,
the hookers at?
Because he like yelled at us. Like,
yeah.
He fucking.
Aggressive.
And I just looked over at him doing and I was like. Miracle Mom, my dude.
Yeah, that is definitely the place to get him.
He gave us the peace sign and fucking dipped, and me and him just fucking.
He's like, thanks, yeah.
And Albertsons was also the first time I was super drunk. Like,
ever in your life?
Oh, dude,
ever in my life,
story,
that was the first time, dude. I would fucking jump headfirst into carts, and then this one time we were looking at magazines.
No, dude, the same time that you jumped into the carts was the same time that we were all getting out of the car, right? It was me, Vince, and Abdul, and these fucking hot girls were, like, walking by, right? And Abdul was just like, damn, look at them bitches. bitches. They're fine as fuck. And they like sped up, dude. They started walking up.
Damn, aggressive catcalling.
And then he like fucking ran and jumped into the fucking shopping cart.
I guess I didn't realize I was being that loud. I was hoping they would hear, but they heard too, dude, I guess.
Vince was fucking
your
dying,
conscience,
dude.
Came out. Or your inner, and your inner thoughts.
He also like fucking nut tapped you that night too.
Oh yeah, that would happen often. But the magazines.
Oh yeah, like, it was like the fucking Men's Health or like fucking Muscle and Fitness. And there was like a dude like fucking flexing his back on the cover, and I was like, look at his fucking muscles. He's like, you could eat sausages off his back.
What the fuck?
Like fucking sausages.
That's such a random choice of food.
I to this day don't know what that means.
Dude, I don't know what would have been worse if you said like sausages or like salad. I'd be like, the fuck?
Salad. Did he just have
toss
a...
it afterwards?
Oh my god. Well, I mean, if it's,
I don't know what that means.
He'd already be turned around, so you're there.
Dude,
but that was the first times for sure.
What did that shit a lot?
What other things about Albertsons? How come Albertsons was the place? It was just because the parking lot was nice.
So yeah, we were fucking broke, dude, and they had cheap.
Was it because the parking lot was like almost always empty?
Shit just kept happening, so we were like, "Fuck it, let's keep going back."
Let's keep going back. I guess.
And then we would try to hit on girls.
What do they call that? Like conversations with people, just like random shit would happen.
What do they call that? Like when the energy in a specific spot, like it's high. Because that's like the whole reason why rando nodding is a thing.
Rando nodding?
You guys never heard of rando nodding?
No. You see a dude and you're like...
Is that no. What it is? When you show a man respect?
No. That is not what rando nodding is. Here, hold up. I'm going to pull up the definition exactly because I can't really explain it. But there's an app called Rando Knot. And you
like
base...
not like tying shit?
Tying? No. It's... RANDONAUTICA. Randonautica, but randonauting is the action of it, I guess. So the definition is random. It provides you with the app. It provides you with the total random coordinates with set radius. You can then choose if you'd like an adventure to the point. At that location, you may find something that may appear to be coincidence for you. So it's like the energy's in a specific spot. Like, they give you, like, based off of, like, some sort of, like, energy of the map. And it's, like, the energies are high in this spot, so you might actually find something coincidental there if you go
there. Oh,
there
was no coincidences in fucking Albertsons. It was all random shit.
We would hang at Zia a lot, too. But we just didn't hang at the parking lot because they didn't have much of a parking lot.
Yeah.
Have you been there recently? No. Zia? It's so different.
Is it still open?
Yeah, but it's not like it's not as much of a record store how it was before. It's more of like a pop store, kind of like how like GameStop turned into more like selling merch and like toys and stuff.
They killed it.
They have like a ton of shirts and stuff.
They killed it. At least we got.
They still sell music and shit, but
it's not the same.
Yeah, nah.
No, because before it was like.
It's hard with Spotify.
It was like the fucking 90s like experience, dude. Like that's what
still,
we got. It was
yeah.
Like the 90s experience of the fucking early
2000s. I know, we would buy shit that we would hear. Yeah. Like fucking The Blackening, when it was playing, we were like, what the fuck
is
this?
And
we
asked
the dude.
It was brand new, and it was like 2 days old, dude.
Yeah, we asked the dude at the front, and he was like, is this album right here, or The Blackening?
Dude,
and we're
and
like, shit.
Yeah,
oh,
dude. Fuck, what was the song? I think it was...
Is that the one? Is that the...
I think it was Halo that was playing, or...
Halo.
Aesthetics of Hate.
Halo,
which was the one that goes. Yeah,
oh.
I think it was that one.
I think it was like track.
I don't remember the song.
I think it's that one song.
I will forever remember their guitarist and then like just forget the song names.
It was that one. It was that song. It wasn't Aesthetics of Hate and it wasn't Halo.
I'm trying to remember the name. That album's a fucking slapper, dude. As soon as we were listening to it, we just started showing everybody. Because it was also super fucking fast. That album has, like, such fucking ridiculous speed. Because Lamb of God was kind of, like, the epitome of, like, speed at that time.
Well, and also Slayer, too, no?
Yeah, Slayer's pretty fast, too. And then The
Blackening... Raining Blood.
And The Blackening came out, and they have, like, these ridiculous complex solos. And... Which one's the one that's...
Clenching the Fist of Descent.
Is that
song.
The one?
Yeah, that's the
yeah.
song.
That fucking album. And what was I saying?
Saying words.
Is that the same album that had that has Hollow Be Thy Name?
Yeah, as the fucking
dude,
extra. Yeah.
Dude! Best cover ever.
Oh, was that
fucking cover
by, covered ever. By Metallica?
Machine Head.
Or, oh,
Machine
okay.
Head.
You never heard the cover? Listen to it after this, dude.
No, I haven't listened to
it's
it.
It's one of the best fucking covers.
Did you guys? Ever were done. You guys ever?
Even Bruce Dickinson himself of fucking Iron Maiden said that that song is like he can't compare it to that fucking cover, which is fucking a huge compliment. Know.
Did you guys ever get into Mastodon? Mastodon?
Oh, yeah.
Mastodon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. Sleeping Giant?
Sleeping Giant is still one of my favorite songs, yeah.
You know that song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Sleeping Giant is the shit, dude.
Yeah, it's just, a really... That's a classic, no? Like a,
oh,
like
it's
a,
an old song.
A favorite from theirs? From
yeah,
them?
I think the album was Blood Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's still playing in my head. Holy shit.
Dude, mouth it right now.
I'm trying to, but it doesn't have like a distinct... It's like it's just like long notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's such a beautiful, it's, and it's such a trippy
it's crazy to look, music video, It's too. Crazy to look back at the, like, the different style of music that we started listening to how we're listening, like, the music that we listen to now.
Oh, I've been stuck on that shit for, like, 15 years. Like,
really no, crazy. Yeah, well, no, of course you're always going to listen to it because you grew up listening to it, you know? Like, I still, like, Avenged Sevenfold, some of those bands are,
I've definitely gotten less metal as I've gotten older.
Oh, really?
Like, Muse is, like, one of my top fucking... bands. The Deer Hunter is another one that's fucking really like kind of like pop rock. Actually, they do a lot of shit. They do like some country songs. They do like some like old school like Sinatra style shit. Like they do a bunch of stuff. Dude.
Oh, so they're kind of like a Sleep Token.
Have you been listening to Sleep Token? What the?
Bro, they just released their full album recently. What was it called? Take Me Back to Eden.
I am gonna show you The Summoning because I actually mentioned on the pod that I was gonna listen to it. The Coming. I already listened to it and I'm obsessed with that fucking song. But yeah. The rest of the album just dropped too.
Wait, so would you say The Summoning is your favorite song from that album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking
of songs, I need to listen to the rest.
Yeah. Let me.
I'll get back to you on that.
Well, speaking of songs that we said we were gonna listen to, remember when Andres was telling us about that fucking August Burns Red with Jason Richardson?
Oh, yeah. What was the song called again?
I forgot what the song was called. I listened to it, dude. It's fucking badass.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Jason Richardson's cool.
Dude, fucking ABR is, like, fucking heavy again. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, they went kind of, like, soft, and now they're just fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah. I was joking to Teddy about the fucking album we're working on, because we have, like, two breakdowns on two songs. Like, I'm like, damn, we're just bringing ABR back because we just have fucking breakdowns
dude,
after
the
breakdowns.
The song was fucking
shit,
heavy,
I'd be down
dude.
For that.
It's good, dude.
I loved old ABR. If they're starting to get heavy again, I'm down for that.
Well, I remember when they started going like softer and softer. Abdul was pissed off one time because we were listening to. We were on our way to
which
Age
album?
Wedding.
Wait, which album was this? Was this After Leveler? Because After Leveler is when I kind of stopped listening to them.
It was Rescue and Restore started getting kind of soft.
All those after that, yeah.
But we were listening to Rescue and Restore on the way to Abe's wedding. And fucking, you're like bitching about it. You're like, this isn't even fucking heavy. And then I just like tossed this out. I was like, their Christmas album was heavier. And Abdul's like, their fucking Christmas album was heavier.
You're right, though. Yeah, it really was.
Dude, their fucking Christmas album fucking smacks, dude. Like, fucking God
no,
Rest
I remember
Ye Merry
that.
Men.
Oh, yeah, that was a great album. That really got me in the spirit.
Covers are dope, see?
Yeah, we could possibly be doing that. Speaking of covers,
I'm not still... down Christmas. I hate Christmas songs. But just covers are dope.
Yeah.
Like, bands don't do a lot of covers.
Well, speaking of covers,
general.
We got
like,
that.
Like, Hollow Be Thy Name, that, like, is that such a fucking good one. I would love for bands to try more shit, not just Our Last Night.
Yeah.
That would be great for other bands.
Dude, so
Our Last Night fucking, like, built themselves off of covers.
I know.
And, like, that's
and
cool
then,
and all,
and
but,
the original
like,
shit, I'm like, ugh.
The original shit is, eh. It's all right.
Dude, fucking, another good cover is fucking 3 Inches of Blood. They covered Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll from fucking Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, yeah.
They cool.
They fucking
another
that
notorious
up.
One is Pantera's.
Oh, a fucking
the
Cat's Scratch Fever?
Yeah, the Cat's
and they
Scratch
also
Fever.
Did Planet Caravan from fucking Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
And they did A Hole in the Sky from fucking Sabbath. Dude, they did a lot of fucking great covers.
And they're good.
Yeah, dude.
They're fucking good.
Phil's vocals fit fucking Sabbath style so well.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of covers, we have the one St. John and Lenny Kravitz cover in the works. We just have to record our vocals for it. Borders, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's going to hopefully be releasing. That'll probably be maybe the next thing we release.
You know, that would be a good cover that I always thought would be a fucking nice cover.
What?
Fucking that Hozier song, Take Me to Church.
Take me to church. Where's the black dog?
Borders is very easy.
But the fucking...
Yeah, but I don't think I should sing it. I think you should be the one
that's
to sing it.
That's why I'm saying it's hard.
Well, we get you there.
It's my register, and I'm like, I can't do that.
Oh, you're singing it?
I think he should sing it because...
And we're working on...
I've been learning how to sing.
We're working on I Can't Wait and that...
No, I can't wait.
And Brackens, the fuckboy.
fuck boy. You know, trying I've to play actually been my listening homie. To a lot lately.
I've been listening to like a lot of like old Mexican music, like a lot of Vicente and like fucking old school shit like that.
Sing me a line right now.
Go. I sang you a line earlier.
Do it on pod.
I don't know. Dude, I don't know the lyrics. I have to have like the music actually played.
That was actually pretty good though. That little snippet that made me believe it.
One of my favorite Spanish songs is Las Sin Banderas, Lloro Sin Ti. Lloro Sin Ti. You don't remember?
I need to hear the song.
It's such a good song. It's one of my favorites. I always, for a long time, thought it was Pepe Aguilar. I was like, that's Pepe Aguilar sounds so good. And I looked it up and I was like, Sin Banderas? Damn.
He's pretty fucking good too.
He's great, yeah. He's one of my favorites, for sure.
But, what's it called? Lloro Sin Ti. I know I've heard it. I can almost hear it in my head. But now, dude, like,
it's a banger.
I don't know what the fuck it was about, like, all Mexican men are, like, sad all the fucking time. Because that's all their songs, dude. There's a fucking song that I hadn't listened to before.
In Spanish.
I forgot what the song was called, but it was Vicente Fernandez with some other fuck, like, some other dude. And the other dude starts off the song, and he sings aight. Like, he sings pretty good. But then Vicente Fernandez starts singing, he's like, oh, bro, you have to, like, fucking do him like that? Like, this dude fucking sucks compared to you. Like,
damn.
I'll try to bring it up right after the pod.
I'm gonna show you Sleep Token for sure.
Oh yeah, that
I know you're gonna love. If you love fucking Muse, like, oh, they're.
I'm trying to remember the song.
So good.
Did you want to ride with me to the fucking
that my dad always
party tonight? By the way,
I thought I was going to.
Yeah, well, I'm just asking because I'm gonna go home after this. Like, if you want to take clothes and shower at my house, I have two bathrooms. So we can
I'll just get ready real quick. So I don't have to do that. Man.
There's two showers, so.
There's one.
That sounds gay.
There's one song that I like. I forget his name, but it goes the I'll mouth the instrument for you like Jack Black.
That's every fucking Mexican song, bro. That sounds very familiar. Though. My sister would know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his name.
Put it in the comments.
Yeah, somebody, if you guys can figure that out, Spotify me or something. Or not Spotify me, fucking Shazam me. Shazam my voice. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. I like that. My dad's play that song.
Try finding other, if you're trying to practice more vocals, and if like Vicente Fernandez is more in your range, try finding more songs like that.
He is more in my range.
Like Sleep Token.
See, that's why I'm trying to work up to High Water. Do Hozier, because Hozier's in his range vocally.
Yeah, and
it wouldn't sound right if I sang it. I mean, I would have to find a different way to sing it, so it probably
sound right. And what's that Giveon song that I want to do also?
I wish I could fucking sing like the most.
Which one? The Sometimes I Wish You Knew. That one?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would do.
I can either sing nasally or like kind of in between. I still haven't mastered like
handsome
how to
Squidward.
Like I haven't really mastered like how to switch your smoothly diaphragm. Between. Yeah. So like
it takes time.
Like, well, you know how when example, you yell like,
suavemente, bésame.
That's what you call your
nasal. I can do that. Yeah, that's nasally.
That's your head voice.
Suavemente, yeah. You know, it's switching it up. Suavemente.
But I kind of actually sounds a little bit like the dude if I do say
suavemente.
Let me know after you hear it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut the shit out.
That laugh kind of sounded like a little Mickey Mouse.
But now, dude, like, it's just, I actually bought singing lessons, like, from this lady online, and she, like, sends a lesson each week, and I've just been working on it, but.
Do you think it's been helping?
It doesn't hurt when I sing no more. It used to hurt my throat.
That's good.
That's a great idea because it helped a lot when I sit down with Marshall because Marshall will let me play notes on the keyboard and be like, do this. No,
I've been doing that too.
Higher, and then I'll be like, okay, this.
I could have just done that for you.
This is your range.
Man. Saved you money.
It was $40.
Charge you twice as much.
They'd be like, because you paid the other lady, I'm gonna charge you twice as much.
It was $40
only for a month, just for.
Yeah, and it helps a lot. Discipline. Just to like warm up and to figure out your range that you're comfortable in and where you can increase your range.
Well, see, dude, because I've always been like a lot in my life.
You guys want
a
warm up? A warm up that this lady gave me?
Yeah
let's see.
You do like a scale, and it's like you say, "Mommy made me mash my M&Ms." So it's like control, like
"Mommy made me mash my M&Ms."
No, you go up and then down. So it's like, mommy made me mash my M&M's.
I kind of like that.
Okay.
And it like,
mommy
it like
made me
like
mash my M&M's. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, and then the next key. Mommy made me mash my M&M's.
Mommy made me mash my M&M's. Mommy made me mash my M&M's. Hey, we sound good. Let's start a quartet.
If you guys want to cover
doo-wop, doo-wop,
doo-wop, doo-wop.
Dude, if you guys want to do a cover of a song that we could all sing on, we could do fucking Seven Bridges Road.
What's Seven Bridges
I've never Road? Heard that song.
The Eagles covered that song a while ago, and it's just like a... It's like a fucking, kind of like a country song, actually. Like, but it's fucking badass.
Country road.
It's very, it relies very much on harmony.
Huh. Ah. Okay. All right, so next time we warm up for vocals, we're going to say that. Because I like that, actually.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's fun.
Because it also helps you with your pronunciation, because it's a tongue twister, for one.
Yeah, that's what it's.
And it helps you warm
practice.
Up.
It's so that you don't, like, you, like fucking
mumble.
I prefer
going me.
Well,
me.
You can do that, too.
That's because I'm selfish. I like to think about myself.
God damn it. It took me a second.
God damn it. I just got that. That's just because I'm selfish. Did the exercises that they also show you were one of them where you had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking the lip trill. The one that's really fucking hard is like how to control like your exhale. Mm. Like it tells you to like put your hand on your stomach and like breathe in without your shoulders rising. So it's like.
That's how you know you're using your diaphragm.
And then to, like, let out and, like, fucking hold it. So it's like. But, like, try
oh,
and keep,
like slowly
like,
release the air?
Like, I didn't want to into the fucking mic, but, like. And you have to, like, try and control, like, your airflow. And you have to feel as little airflow with plenty of volume. It's fucking
hard. That's a good lung. Not lung exercise. Well, kind of.
Well, that's to, like, be able to support your fucking note.
Yeah, why does she make you do it shirtless?
It's just. It's to help you sustain it.
On cam.
On camera. She's like, do it again.
Do it again.
Now turn around.
But with
bend
more
over and
sass. With more sass. What's the what? Besides that one, what's the hardest warm up she's given you?
That's the hardest one.
That's the hardest
That's
one?
The hardest
really?
One. Yeah.
What's the funnest one?
The M&M's one that I just told you guys. And then there's the, like the buzz where you do like a.
That works. Yeah. That's good for your like tongue. Pronunciation.
Well, I guess the way that she was stating it like helps you like kind of think of like how to place certain parts, like how to place your voice in certain parts. Zzz. So that's like a more like front cavity of your face.
Oh, okay.
So like it's more like mixed voice than anything else, dude. There's a lot of shit that goes.
Has she given you
singing.
Any like songs that would be in your register or maybe to sing?
No, she. I mean, I know what's in my register. Like it's a like deeper. Kind of shit. So like I've just been practicing on Bicente.
You should come to karaoke with me.
To karaoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's desperate for people to go with him.
I mean,
just think it's a really good way to like kind of like
well, let
be
me
able
get
to
better a little bit and then I'll fucking do it. I'm down.
Bro, there's people that suck there. They don't care.
Yeah, just get fucked up. Sing some Muse. Nah, I can't sing.
Hey, I fucking sing songs sometimes that I think are out of my range, but I go for it and I own it. Like I do it with confidence and that usually
If your register is lower, like mine, even Adele, some Adele songs.
Yeah,
they're harder.
Adele's really good because I think she's a baritone in her register in females. Yeah. I think tenor, I forget what it's either tenor or alto. I think alto is the lower, is technically the baritone of the women singers. Soprano is the high ones, the higher ones.
SATB, baby.
What?
Soprano, alto, tenor, baritone. SATB.
Oh, yeah.
That's a... when I was, I don't know if I ever told you guys, I took like fucking music theory classes at Pima for like a semester.
No, you know, I don't know.
Oh, I fucked up. I thought I was
That's
joining.
My brother
like,
did too.
I fucked up because I thought I was joining like the beginner level and it was intermediate.
Oh shit!
So like I had to fucking catch up, boy. Like.
And you did.
Well, I mean, I did my best. I failed, but I still did my best.
As long as you did your best, that's all.
Well,
counts.
I did my. I failed because like the lady like. The final project for the thing was she wanted you to be able to recognize chords just by like the sound like what,
yeah
or like or like she's like what's this interval and like she would just fucking hit two notes. I'd be like well fuck final like I just started like
I still can't do that
but I did get pretty decent at like recognizing like some intervals and shit. I haven't practiced in like 2 years so I need to fucking get back into it.
A lot of Like, I remember talking about theory with you a lot, like growing up and stuff, or like when you were on the road and shit.
We used to hate it.
Well, I always hated it. It's still not my favorite, and the only reason I even bothered now is to communicate with Teddy. Because I understand that I need the language to be able to convey what I'm feeling and doing and, like, working on. And I realize, because Teddy's so, like, theory-based, I just try to explain it off of, like, emotions, like this, that, and it doesn't really convey it as well. It's like, this is...
It helps you, like, get, like, a flavor of, like, things that you want to do. Like, for example, like, Chimera. That fucking, what's the song? It's like... That song, like, if you want that flavor, that's harmonic minor. It's like, that's instantly, like, if you want that type of sound, if or, like, a Middle Eastern type of flavor, like, instantly harmonic minor scale, any of them.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to theory, like... You really need to know.
Yesterday, I showed you how to, like, naturally do it without instinctually doing it. Like, when we were doing that song, and I was like, okay, it's those three notes, and off of those three notes, I can build off of that, and I can go up here or lower. How much time do we do?
Of an hour.
We stop here.
We can stop.
You got another shit story to end it with?
They're kind of long. No, we'll stop here, dude, and we'll do part one and two.
We'll finish what you were saying, and then we'll stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were kind of in the middle of something.
Oh, explain the...
The theory, yeah. How we were sitting down, we're working on that song, and...
Yeah, well, like, to me, like, when I was explaining to you, I realized, the language is the after effect thing. Like, when I was doing it, I was just instinctually just doing it, going up and down and showing you, like, I could do this, I could do this, or the low notes on the higher scale, or the lower scale are here. And I don't do it just, like, in theory terms. I just do it because I naturally know from just playing the fucking instrument.
Playing the fret so much, yeah.
And then after the fact, I was like, okay, I need to, because it's such a new thing for me. I have to, after the fact, be like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm thinking
about. There's a certain point where you have to implement theory, but it shouldn't be what I think drives, like how I've told you. I don't think it should be the one that drives the wheel. I think creativity should drive it, and theory should just be the passenger. You know those drivers, this is a really good point, a really good analogy to put it how you should use theory. How I think you should use theory. This probably isn't correct, but this is how I think you should use it. You know those people that they drive those cars through those really, like, curvy roads, and they have that guy on the side telling them when the turns are coming up?
Oh, yeah, rally drivers.
Rally drivers. That's how you should treat theory. The one in the seat is creativity. The one that's telling you where to go is theory. That's how it should be looked at.
That's the best
analogy that I can put it. But, yeah.
I was just trying to explain, like, learning the language to be able to convey
it. Yeah, no, yeah. Well, yeah, because you do need to learn the language with certain people.
Well, if you if you just work by yourself.
Well, because there's some people that are theory-driven, and it can work that way, but I feel I feel like a lot of your songs start to sound the same. And even with Polyphia, as much as I like them and I think their licks are tasty, their songs sound the same.
I don't know, man.
They sound the same in different ways.
Well, you can tell when it's a Tim song or a Scott song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, yeah, it's style. It's like fucking it's style. The dude from CCR, fucking John Fogerty, like, he broke away from the band and his single stuff sounded like fucking CCR because he was a singer and the guitar player. So, like, it's his style.
And it's crazy that we have such nuanced understanding each other's styles, too, because, like, you guys can even tell when it's like, oh, that's, like, your style.
Oh, I can tell when it's a good ass, I can tell when it's you, and I can tell when it's you. So, like,
that's crazy.
Like, all of
my shit's a
common
lot
interest.
Simple.
That was, like, my style, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? And I was telling Abdul, I was like, dude, all of a common interest I pretty much wrote. Me and Teddy wrote together, actually, but I took the wheel because that was, as we watched them fall, was, like, technically my baby at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, fucking, and, like, my style is, like, super simple when it comes to shit. Like, it's very, like, I don't know, it's very reminiscent of, like, Pantera. Like, it's just the way it goes.
Well,
it's, like,
a
simple
lot,
riffs, and I don't do very good solos, but
a lot of the music that you grew up with and started listening to reflects all that.
Yeah, I think you could tell. I'm like, oh, this puto listen to a lot of Chimera, Machine Head, and who the fuck is this band that plays Six? Damn it.
Six.
All That Remains.
All That Remains. Yeah,
I know. Both of those sixes are like some of my favorite songs.
Fucking masterpieces.
Yeah, I just had a slip for a second. But yeah, like all those are like very fast, like riffy style shit. And you could tell that I'm like, oh, this puto listen to a lot of thrash and like early metalcore.
Speaking of Slayer, though, dude, you guys want to know fucking a fun fact?
What?
About Pantera and Slayer?
What?
So you know Pantera, the Domination Breakdown?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was the actual first official like breakdown in metal.
Oh,
that
in metal history, really?
That is considered the first official breakdown in that style. Like, because everybody and their fucking mother after that started doing that, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
But Pantera took that, took Slayer's idea from Rain and Blood, the dun 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 dun. That fucking part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took that and they just fucking made it heavier and they shortened it. It wasn't like as much a part of like the rhythmic feel of the song like how it is for Slayer, but like they made it so that it was like a fucking heavy punch in the face and then fucking Dime just layered like a sick fucking solo on top of it, dude. And that was the first official metal.
See, there you go, pioneers of that shit.
Well, yeah, they were fucking
one of them.
Phil, I know everybody hates Phil right now, but Phil's voice fucking define a generation, because well, it was.
I gotta make a point though,
because he steered away from like the singy stuff at like that was very early on from Cowboys from Hell, and he started doing more heavy and more like screamy stuff, and that's what defined the next generation of just like bands that only scream.
I feel like people should separate personal stuff that's attached to the artist and just leave music and the other stuff
aside. It's a longer discussion if we're gonna
we'll bring this up next combo. I'm definitely want to talk about this because I think they should separate that shit from each other. Like
if we're bringing music up R. Kelly, we're gonna be a longer conversation.
Hey man, I still believe I can fly.
I still believe I can fly.
Well, he made me believe in myself. Dude,
and did you watch that documentary?
No.
Apparently, like, anytime he would get accused of something, he'd, like, bust out, like, a fucking gold album, and then everybody would fucking forget.
They would forget about it. They'd be like, oh, you know what? That album he released was slapping, so.
He's like, bangers. Oh, he's like, you touched some fucking weapon? I believe I can fly.
What weapon?
What?
He's like, he loves God so much, so maybe he didn't touch these women.
Yeah, he's a Christian.
Not even women, dude. These girls, that motherfucker's after little kids.
And that shit still fucking slaps.
Dude, have you fucking...
That's the theme for Space Jam, remember?
What?
I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah, when he like fucking goes to dunk.
Yeah,
dude.
That's right. Even the new one?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But they fucking trolled people in the new one. Because they said they even got Michael Jordan, and it's Michael B. Jordan that walks out.
That's funny.
Those assholes. Hilarious. And did you guys watch it?
I did, yeah.
They don't play.
Was it Kobe or was it?
No, Kobe's been dead, dude. What the fuck?
No, but he was it.
I forgot. It was LeBron.
LeBron, there you go. I get him confused. I'm sorry. I get him confused. LeBron James.
Too soon, dude. Too soon. It's been like 6 years.
You know, whenever I throw something in the trash from a distance, I never say Kobe anymore because he's gone.
Wow.
Sad.
I say Shaq and I dunk it.
You say Shaq and miss.
Damn.
All right, you want to?
Yeah, we'll fucking cut off here because I'll fucking keep going.
Well, you keep going. What do you got?
Yeah, you got one more point?
Oh, I was just going to say, dude, like, all the fucking TikTok memes after Kobe died, like, this fucking dude was just like, Kobe, and he was fucking piloting a remote control helicopter just crashed it.
Oh, my God. That's so bad.
What a fucking dude.
Kobe!
It was like 2 days after the dude had died, too. It was like, God damn, these motherfuckers have been waiting.
The internet has no chill.
Yeah, no.
Well, fucking chill. Somebody can be dead for 5 seconds and they'll already have a meme out. Dead ass. Legit.
I just hope I'm memeable.
No cap?
No cap. No cap.
What does Raul say? No facts, just facts, no printer, whatever the fuck he says.
No what?
Just facts, no printer.
I thought he said something else for a second.
Like, what did he say?
What did he say?
I gotta bleep that.
Bleep! Alright. I gotta shit.
Alright.
Alright, Mijo.
Thanks for listening.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Peace out, you bitch.
I guess. Bye. I don't know how to end this shit. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.